Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'd like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 of Memphis, Tennessee. That is a 50,000-watt station that is going to be bringing Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South. Tex Mars will be on at 9 o'clock Central to discuss Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan. That is a Rivercrest publishing effort out of Austin, and we've been talking about some news items this morning and taking some callers. We've been chatting with Bob of Texas about the fact that America maybe is waking up a little bit as to what is going on, and Bob was talking about his own experience in walking away from the Republican Party in 1996 after Pat Buchanan was denied the opportunity to speak there at the Republican National Convention. That's a point where my life and Bob's intersect because I left the Republican Party that same year. I was out in San Diego at that time, witnessed many, many things, which I have not completely shared with the listeners before. But that was a watershed year for me, Bob. I walked away from the whole thing at that point, seeing the Republican Party largely for what it was. Go ahead.
Well, I think more people are becoming aware of anti-American activities that are being fully supported by both parties. Like the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Project, or whatever it's called, SPP, and these toll roads through Texas, all of these things. As a matter of fact, NAFTA and GATT. I was on my way to Arizona with a friend, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, how in the world could NAFTA and GATT be good for us if we're going to export all of our industry and import all these unemployed Mexicans? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense unless you're trying to destroy the country or its job base. Anyway, you know, I kept looking at the hypocrisy. And then when George Bush got into office, he was more socialist than the communist Democrats. I couldn't believe it. And then one day I heard Rush Limbaugh say, well, that George Bush is so smart, he has stolen the Democratic platform. And I thought, why is Bush stealing? Why didn't everybody just vote for a Democrat? You know, if we wanted a Democrat, we'd elect one. Or if the people felt like they wanted social liberalism, they would have elected social liberalism instead of Bush having to steal their platform. You know, it's just ridiculous what Americans are expected to buy, especially from the talking heads. You know, that's why I'm so grateful for RBN and for your program and many others on RBN that are willing to debate the issues and the facts. I was a good Catholic kid. I volunteered for the military. I served in Vietnam. All these things I did because I love the country. I don't hate the country, but I do hate the people that are running it. I'm in diametric opposition to them, and they are in diametric opposition to us. And that's where the truth lies. And I see Americans just like Rosie O'Donnell. I don't agree with anything Rosie O'Donnell does except that she's right about 9/11. Why doesn't the 9/11 Commission report have one statement in it about Building Number 7 that collapsed the same day the other two buildings collapsed? But we're expected to just accept these commission reports that are issued to us without any question. And then if you do question it, your patriotism is questioned. Well, that's wrong.
Yeah, and I think that that's one of the key tools that is used to continue attempting to obscure the truth. You know, the typical ad hominem attack upon anyone who does not accept the official explanation verbatim as the gospel. And if you go back, of course, and I know you know this, Bob, we can see this with Pearl Harbor and the Roberts Commission, the Warren Commission with the JFK assassination. And now we're talking about these same issues as it relates to 9/11. Stay on the line if you've got a chance. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Tex Mars will be with us at 9 a.m. to discuss Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan. Stay tuned.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tex Mars joins us at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to discuss Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan. That is a Rivercrest publishing effort out of Austin, Texas. It's a very, very fine book. I'm about two-thirds of the way through it myself and can recommend it to you as a good historical compendium on the whole issue of who and what is being talked about in these references in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation 3, verse 9, to bewaring of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Bob, we were talking before the break about this whole issue of 1996 and the Republican National Convention, Buchanan being denied the opportunity to speak that year, and many people of his orientation who are anti-NAFTA, anti-GATT, anti-World Trade Organization, presumably now anti-security, prosperity, and partnership for North American Union, certainly opposed to all this illegal immigration, opposed to the war in Iraq for I think all the right reasons, opposed to the destruction of the manufacturing sector of our economy, opposed to the role of the Israeli lobby in running American foreign policy, The list just goes on, and I think it was more than symbolic that Buchanan was denied entrance to that convention hall in terms of being able to speak there, because not only was he denied the opportunity to participate, but presumably all of the people in the Republican Party who are America First nationalist types also saw their party going down the drain. And most of the people, maybe not all, but most of the people that I know that were involved in the Buchanan movement in 1992 and in 1996 have either left the Republican Party formally, or they have, they're maybe nominally still Republican. They're on the list in a voter's roll somewhere, but they're largely out of the process. Is that pretty much your experience?
About my one of my best friends that lives in California, where I'd lived before I moved to Texas. He's a staunch Republican. He's run for office like you have, and he calls me, and every time he calls me, I say, "You haven't committed suicide yet?" Because the conservative Republicans, the Christian conservatives especially, have just been slapped like stepchildren by this administration, especially, over and over and over, and this on the heels of Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton didn't do as much damage as this so-called Christian conservative Bush has done. So, you know, people are waking up, and especially if their politics are based on a certain sense of decency and morality. You know, there are decent Democrats. As a matter of fact, that's what I see as being the biggest improvement, is that a lot of people are beginning to set aside some of their more petty differences, and they're aligning themselves for the sake of the country. Because if we don't have freedom of speech, we don't have the ability to even have the debate. And that's where we're headed. And a lot of people that are maybe they're tree huggers as opposed to industrialists, but these people are joining hands, and they're meeting together, and they're determining that the first thing we need to do is revert to the Constitution. We need to make those people, you know, Bill Clinton said it's the economy, stupid. Well, it really is the Constitution, stupid. We need to go back to the Constitution, and even though it's not a perfect document, it's the best that's ever been developed, and we need to adhere to it. And all I want to say before I go, I don't want to monopolize the airwaves, Mark.
No, you're doing fine. That's fine. No objection. I mean, it's good conversation. Go ahead.
Well, we let something happen in 1963 that we never should have allowed. The state of Texas, the Texas Rangers, the county sheriff there in Dallas, they should have slowed things down right then and there and done an investigation and found the murderers of Kennedy, which they didn't do. And we've allowed this thing to go on for 45 years, 50 years, and we still haven't solved the problem, because some of them are still alive that were involved, and they're dying off. But one of them, one of the major players, I'm sure of it, was George Herbert Walker Bush, and he's been the president, the vice president, and now he's kid's been the president twice, and we're starting to look like an oligarchy, and it's a criminal one. And so we can't afford to let this happen again. The people of this country need to get concerned about 9/11, because it is the linchpin. It is where we can derive some justice. And I think it's poetic justice that old man Bush is going to be exposed. And it's going to happen right here in Texas, and it's going to be done by guys like Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller, who allow a free and open conversation to take place on their airwaves.
Well, you've said a couple of things here, Bob, that I think are very, very noteworthy. One is that as people start examining, and I have just started this process myself in recent months. I'm a relative newcomer to this whole business of 9/11 revisionism. But looking at some of the people like Stephen Jones and Morgan Reynolds and so forth, who have delved into this question and have presented some scientific evidence that suggests that we need to go back and revisit what happened that day, it seems to me that I'm now old enough. Of course, I personally remember the Kennedy assassination, And, of course, I have read the Roberts Commission report on what allegedly happened, and I emphasize allegedly happened with Pearl Harbor. And it seems to me that if we can effectively establish that the official story about Pearl Harbor was wrong, and deliberately so, if we can establish that the official story as to what happened to John Fitzgerald Kennedy on November the 22nd, 1963 in Dallas, Texas, is wrong, and I believe that we can, we then have provided, I think, an appropriate foundation to look into this 9/11 situation more deeply and to take the kinds of things that are said to us by Stephen Jones and Morgan Reynolds and others with far more seriousness and allow these individuals to express, utilizing the First Amendment, to express their opinions and to bring these scientific claims into the public forum, so that we do not make the mistake that we made with the Kennedy assassination and with Pearl Harbor in simply saying that, well, the government explanation has to be true, the government wouldn't lie, or if they shade the truth now and then, it's for good reasons, and we simply need not inquire into any of it. I think that the country has reached a point now where we are willing to look more deeply into this 9/11 thing because of these historic precursors, the Kennedy thing and Pearl Harbor. And also because it seems to me that just in the last 6 or 7 years, as we have seen George W. Bush doing his thing, and up until this past January, a Republican Congress doing its thing, as you point out, Bob, we now have an unconstitutional war taking place abroad. We have a situation where with the USA Patriot Acts and the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the revelations about the NSA spying and so forth, the people have come to grips increasingly with the prima facie evidence that we are not presently in a constitutional republic anymore. And if we are willing to harbor those kinds of thoughts, then it seems to me that maybe as a people, even if it's 5% of the current public that's starting to think about these things, that 5% is a lot more than it used to be. And that as they start examining the evidence that we have just from the last 6 or 7 years alone, and start thinking more about the Kennedy thing and Pearl Harbor as those events relate to 9/11, then maybe we're beginning to get someplace. And beginning, admittedly, but maybe we're beginning to get someplace.
Well, you know, I think it becomes an obsession. Once you determine that there has been a conspiracy, you know, and here's the thing. They use the term conspiracy theory all the time, but once they decided that there was more than three bullets fired that day in Dallas, it was definitely not a theory any longer. It was more than one individual involved. And once there was more than one individual involved, the question becomes how many, what for, and who did this, who organized it, and the whole thing opens wide up so that you can no longer look at the people who may bring the point forward as nutcases or kooks or wackos. They're people that just want to know what the truth is. And the same thing with 9/11. Let me tell you something, Mark. I was in the Air Force, and I was in Special Forces, and I worked with the Air Rescue and Recovery Squadron in Vietnam. And I know that when we were on alert, which NORAD is in the same condition, we had to be ready and on the aircraft and in the air in 7 minutes under whatever circumstance arose. And it's the same thing. Osama bin Laden didn't get NORAD to stand down on 9/11. And I was sitting there watching the buildings burn, and I was talking to my sister, and I said, there's no aircraft. There's no fighter aircraft in the air. Something is way, way wrong. And, you know, I want to tell you something. I'm a farmer and a rancher. I live as down to earth as you possibly can, yet I'm interested in what's going on around me. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but you know what? There are so many of them. But once you determine that this thing has been going on forever and ever and ever, this isn't anything new, and you study the history of it, it becomes so blatantly obvious that you wonder how come other people aren't aware of it. But it's because of their orientation. And I don't know at what point exactly a person is able to break through that paradigm of, we always wear the white hat, we're always the good guys, and America right or wrong, America love it or leave it. But at some point in time, if you're honest with yourself and you realize that you have a sacred obligation to the past and those people who made it so we could be free, and a sacred obligation to the future for your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids to be free, then you can't just sit back on your haunches, become a couch potato, take five-second sound bites from Rush Limbaugh, and go on with your life. You have to determine that you're going to make a change.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob, and I ask you this because I sincerely believe that you're one of three or four or five people who call me with some consistency. We have a lot of really good things to say, and this is why I value your opinion on something I'd like to cover after the break. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tex Mars will be on at 9 a.m. Central to discuss Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tex Mars will be with us at 9 o'clock Central to discuss Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan. We've been chatting with Bob in Texas these last few minutes. Bob, if you're still there, I was going to ask you, talking about the way in which people begin to wake up, in regard to what really has been happening in this country for a very, very long period of time. I guess for some people that's an instantaneous process. For other people, it's a process that evolves through time, for those who even go through it. I would put myself in the latter category. I began to evolve over time in my recognition of things that maybe other people were on top of more quickly. But that makes for one thing that we could talk about. But then the second thing is this, and I know that I'm asking you to guess, because presumably neither one of us has scientific data to prove our suspicions on this, but in regard to the percentage of the total population that gets any of this at all, where would you suspect that percentage would be placed 20 years ago, and what do you think the percentage would be now in regard to people who actually are beginning to understand something related to these issues? I know I'm asking you to guess, but go ahead.
Well, I'd say 20 years ago, 25 years ago, maybe 1% of the population would be aware. And most of those people were willing to take the ridicule of being a loose cannon or a nutcase. And today I would say that probably 30%. You know, let me just mention something. There was an article that a friend of mine, this guy from California, sent me yesterday related to an illegal alien that had killed two people in a drunken car accident, and it was just, he had been arrested previously for the same thing 14 times, still in the country and not in jail.
Tremendous.
In the article, it said that his court-appointed public defender wouldn't comment. I sent my friend an email back and says, well, he can thank you for paying for his lawyer, and you should be sued. I said, you know, the government, the cops, the judges, everybody involved in this tragedy, which was really a negligent homicide on the part of the system, should be sued or put in jail. And I said, you should be sued for paying for his lawyer. And the bottom line is, you know, Americans are being asked to finance their own destruction. We've got a criminal cabal running this country, and we're being asked to pay for them to come out and destroy us. They're selling out the country, the ports, this NAFTA highway, the NAU, all of this is treason. And it's blatant, it's in our faces, and yet, you know, there are people waking up. I mean, how many people are going to have to be killed by illegal alien drunken drivers before Americans say, hey, get them out of here?
Yes.
You know, it's coming, Mark, and I would have to say that I think about 30% of the people are awake. And even more people are waking up and are aware that something is drastically wrong. And you can see that some of these polls that are taken, MSNBC did a poll where 86% of the people responded that would indicate they had a certain knowledge of what was going on.
Well, it's an interesting thing that you mentioned here, Bob, because to me, without knowing what the numbers are, it's my sense, too, that more people are starting to question just what is going on. And one suspects that maybe there are three or four reasons for this in the last 5 or 6 years in particular. One is the war and the official explanation on 9/11. Then you get into the question of the illegal aliens and the economy, and an economy that increasingly looks to be an economy that has been deliberately destroyed by powers that be that want to create not a strong America, but a strong global system that is controlled by basically a world government, and where a handful of people presumably profit by it and control it, which then leaves it to the rest of us to deal with the levings thereafter. I would suspect that maybe these are some of the things that folks are starting to see. And as they see what is not covered in corporate media, as well as the lies that are told in corporate media, maybe some of the cracks in the canvas are beginning to take place.
Well, you know, Mark, aside from the political jackals that are ruining the country, the media take second. The media and the bankers, I mean, you know, our monetary system is so corrupted that we can never get out of debt. But anyway, there'll come a time when everybody will pay the price.
Yes. We'll be back. This is Mark Danpaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tex Mars will join us at 9 a.m. to discuss the Synagogue of Satan. the new book by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tex Mars joins us at 9 a.m. to discuss Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan. We've been chatting this last however many minutes with Bob in Texas. And Bob, I know you've got other things going on this morning, but if you're still there, I was going to ask you with what you have learned in the last however many years of your life. And like me, we both left the Republican Party at the same time for the same reasons. We have backgrounds that are both similar and different, but we've come to certain conclusions. I know from things that you send me that you're doing a lot of the same kind of research that I am, and in some cases being generous enough to share it with me. What would you recommend as a person fitting your profile as the one or two or three things that maybe people should be doing who start coming to an awareness of these things? What should we then engage in as a concrete plan of action? Maybe it's one thing, maybe it's two or three. things that we should be doing in the future to attempt to protect ourselves and our families to the extent that God leads us to do that? You still there? I guess Bob has dropped off. You still there, Bob? Okay. Just going to ask Bob, and we'll catch him on another occasion, what he would see as the one or two or three things that we need to be doing in regard to this whole process. And the reason that I was going to ask Bob that is because I have been thinking in recent times about this whole issue. Mark Glenn of American Free Press and Crescent and Cross, who will be back with us again on Friday, was chatting with me on the telephone the other day about this very thing. To the extent that we have conclusions that we draw today that are based upon research, that are based upon God's guidance, that are based upon things that we've really delved into and have come to see in a different way than maybe we ever have before, if we are accurate in our perceptions, what kinds of things do we do to ensure that we are acting upon the information that we have in the best way that we can act? That's a compelling question and one that we'll be taking a look at not only with Bob but with others in the days ahead. I wanted to discuss a couple of additional interesting items today as they relate to Nancy Pelosi. We've got a few minutes to do this before Tex Mars comes on in about 25 minutes. Eric Margolis has a piece today entitled The Road to Damascus. You can find it at lourockwell.com. And the basic thesis of Margolis's piece, as near as I can tell, is that Nancy Pelosi's trip last week to Syria is, in fact, undermining U.S. foreign policy, but that's a good thing. According to Margolis, if ever there was an administration whose foreign policy needed undermining, it's the Bush-Cheney diumvirate. The House and the Senate do not traditionally take a lead in foreign affairs, except, of course, for assisting Israel. But these are extraordinary times, and extraordinary measures are needed. Margolis goes on then to say that Speaker Pelosi, the third-ranking government official and a remarkably capable lady, is doing all Americans a service. The Republic's founding fathers were deeply worried a future president might run amok or make himself an absolute ruler. The primary constitutional architecture of the U.S. government is designed to thwart such dangers through a brilliant system of checks and balances. Problem is that King George III's reincarnation in the White House and his servile Republican flunkies in Congress have combined to undermine this vital mechanism. Congress was created as the premier branch of government to express the voice of the American people. Its leaders have the duty and every legal right to intervene when they see the executive branch leading the nation over a cliff and repeatedly violating the Constitution, be it at home or abroad. Nancy Pelosi was quite right to ignore Bush's narrow-minded refusal to talk to Syria. She went to meet President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. Interestingly, Pelosi was joined by some of the leading members of the pro-Israel lobby in Congress, which, by the way, includes Pelosi. Eric Margolis did not mention that here for whatever reason. Whether she was carrying secret messages from Israel to Syria remains a question of considerable debate. But the U.S. Congress, dominated as it is by lobbies aligned with Israel's right-wing parties, is a vital player in Mideast politics and should have an active voice in any moves toward peace. Pelosi arrived in Damascus at a crucially important moment. The Arab League just unanimously reaffirmed its historic offer to Israel of full recognition and permanent peace in exchange for a withdrawal to Israel's 1967 borders, sharing Jerusalem, and some kind of compensation or resettlement of 4.5 million Palestinian refugees. This is essentially the same plan proposed to Bush by the respected Iraq Study Group in Washington. Never has Israel and its neighbors been closer to peace. In fact, before expanding its borders in the 1967 war, Israel would have jumped at such an offer. But instead of backing this dramatic opening, Bush and Cheney have been busy preparing to launch an air war against Iran and have been pressing Israel to attack Syria and Lebanon. Pelosi's opening to Syria comes at this crucial moment. The need for Congress to alter the direction of Bush's ruinous foreign policies were shockingly displayed in a recent BBC University of Maryland survey that should be required reading for every American. Surveying 26,000 respondents in 25 different nations, the study that included Americans found the dominant view was that the U.S. is playing a mainly negative role in the world. Two-thirds believe that the U.S. military presence in the Mideast is stoking conflicts. Most shocking was when respondents were asked which nations posed the greatest danger to world peace or were most negatively regarded. The answer was a new axis of evil: Israel, the United States, and Iran. Horrid North Korea came just ahead of the USA. This is appalling considering the hundreds of millions the U.S. government spends annually promoting its image abroad. The world's most respected nation was Canada, constant target of scorn by U.S. conservatives, followed by France, Japan, and the European Union. This shattering report is about much more than a popularity contest. When the United States, not long ago regarded as a beacon of liberty, human rights, and democracy around the globe, finds itself most disliked, along with Israel and Iran, it's time for the alarms to go off. It is precisely this surging worldwide anger against the U.S., notably over Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, Abu Ghraib, and Guantanamo, and Bush's refusal to join the fight against global warming, that is fueling the violent anti-American groups Westerners call terrorists. America's image abroad has become a vital function of its national security. The Bush-Cheney administration's aggressive Darwinian policies and Bush's lamentable persona not only power anti-Americanism everywhere, they have, ironically, restored and reinvigorated left-wing parties around the globe. It's too soon to tell if Nancy Pelosi's trip to Damascus bears fruit, but her visit came at the clear demand of America's majority that voted in the Democrats to make this disaster-prone administration change course. For the outside world, Speaker Pelosi at least offers a seeming antidote to Bush and Cheney and a reminder that the American government has not fallen entirely into the hands of ideological extremists. That's Eric Margolis today, contributing foreign editor for Sun National Media of Canada, and who has posted this same piece for LouRockwell.com. It begs the question as to what Nancy Pelosi has really been doing in Syria. You know, when you read the comments that she routinely makes to all of the appropriate organizations in the Israel lobby, and the fact that several other important elements in the Israeli lobby's constituency in the U.S. Congress accompanied her on this trip to Syria, Margolis maybe was hinting at something that ought to be looked at more directly and maybe will be in the days ahead, and that is whether or not Nancy Pelosi was in fact going to Syria, not necessarily to engage in new conversations with that government with the idea in mind of promoting peace and negotiation and a regional settlement that would include an Israeli-Palestinian settlement, presumably. But maybe Nancy Pelosi was carrying specific messages from the neoconservatives in Washington and from the Israeli government directly to Bashar al-Assad in a way that would suggest that she's not in the business of opening up new vistas for conversation with the Arab world, but maybe is there to deliver messages that are quite ominous in regard to the present regime in Syria. We simply don't know, but suffice it to say that tonight, Hesham Tlawi is having his current issues television show on again, and in the first hour, which comes on at 6:30 Central Time, at www.currentissues.tv, Dr. Tlawi is going to have a conversation with Nidal Ibrahim on the meaning of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Syria. Is it a new direction for U.S. Middle East policy or just another side of the same coin? Join us as we explore the future of our engagement in the Middle East. This is the advertisement for tonight's show at currentissues.tv. That's Dr. Hesham Tlawi's very fine production on the Internet, which will get at the bottom of this whole business of Pelosi's trip to Syria in his conversation with Nidal Ibrahim. Nidal, by the way, is the executive director at the Arab American Institute in Washington, D.C. Prior to joining that organization, he was the founder and publisher of Arab American Business Magazine, a national publication launched in November of 2000. A 12-year veteran of the news business, Ibrahim has held reporting and editing positions with mainstream American newspapers, business publications, and the Jordan Times in Amman. He has written extensively on political, economic, and social affairs. He is a graduate of California State University in Fullerton. This is Nidal Ibrahim, who will be on Hesham Tlawi's TV show tonight online at currentissues.tv. He will be on in the first hour. So if you're going to tune it in tonight, make sure that you get there by 6:30 p.m. Central Time for his conversation on the real meaning of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Syria. There is, however, reason to listen to Hesham's show, as there always is, in the second hour. There is a very, very dreadful story, which I'm just now getting acquainted with, about someone named Suzanne Swift. Who is Suzanne Swift? She is an SPC, or was, an Army specialist, age 21, who was arrested in Eugene, Oregon, for refusing to return to fight in Iraq. She returned to Iraq for a year, but decided she could not return, and she went AWOL. Suzanne's mother, Sarah Rich, is going to be on with Hesham Talawi tonight to talk about Suzanne's experiences in the U.S. military. And as I read the description of this show, this is rather hard to read because it's such grim information. Those of you who listen to the show tonight at currentissues.tv perhaps will be wanting to chat about this whole situation on this show at a future time. But Suzanne Swift was, and I'm quoting directly from Hesham Talawi's news release on this, Suzanne Swift facing a redeployment to Iraq while serving under the command of the same individuals that allowed her to be raped and sexually harassed, suffered a breakdown due to post-traumatic stress disorder, and went absent without leave rather than subject herself to the horrors she experienced during her first tour of duty. And then there is a link that Dr. Talawi provides to Suzanne's website. This is, of course, a very grim and controversial story. You can get in on the conversation regarding that story in the second hour of Dr. Hesham Talawi's currentissues.tv tonight, which begins at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, Dr. Talawi also has his show on this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, on Saturday, 4 to 6 Central, which is 9 to 11 p.m. Universal Coordinated Time. But Hesham is going to have both of these special guests on tonight, and I think you'll find it to be a most informative show. The first hour, talking with Nidal Ibrahim of the Arab American Institute in Washington in regard to the real meaning of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Syria. And then in the second hour of the show, Sarah Rich, the mother of Suzanne Swift, is going to come on to discuss with Dr. Talawi Suzanne's experiences in the U.S. military. This, of course, is grim stuff, and we hope to get to the bottom of it, both in terms of what Hesham will cover tonight, and potentially in the future, I'd like to have this lady on too, Sarah Rich, to describe from her perspective for my listeners what allegedly happened to her daughter, Suzanne Swift, and what the implications might be of this in the days ahead. You know, this gets into another thing that I mentioned yesterday extensively on the show. I would like to mention this again to the listeners. If you have not seen aljazeera.info, this is the site of Dr. Hassan El-Najjar, who resides in the state of Georgia in this country. It would be well worth your time to take a look at it. You can get to it through my webpage. If you go to markdankoff.com, go to the links, you will see aljazeera.info. Simply click on the logo, and it will take you directly into Dr. Hassan El-Najjar's website. Now, unfortunately, what you will read there is not the usual fine news and photography that he posts there that was dealing on a day-to-day basis with what's been going on in the Middle East for a very long time as well as presently. But what you will read there is a brief letter from Dr. El-Najjar talking about why he has made a decision to at least temporarily go off the air. That is a very, very sad thing to me because aljazeera.info has been an ongoing source of really responsibly written, responsibly posted information on the Middle East for a very long period of time. I think that Dr. Hassan El-Najjar's site is one of the best examples of how internet technology can counter all of the falsehoods that we inquire in corporate news media, Zionist-controlled news media, that wants us to believe things that are not true at all, both of the Middle East as well as other things generally. And I have been very disturbed by this story because Dr. Hassan El-Najjar, although I have never met him, has been very, very fair to me and very, very fair to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And from time to time, publishing posts that we have put out around the world in regard to specific show topics and guests that would be of interest to Middle Eastern listeners in particular. The latest example of this was when Dr. El Najjar posted information on my recent coverage of what happened to the crew of the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. He posted the information with a link to the original story that I posted at Breaking All the Rules News. He explained the significance of this USS Liberty story to his readers in a nutshell, and also posted a link to my website and also to the website of the Republic Broadcasting Network. He did not have to do that. He did that out of the goodness of his heart and also because he believed certainly that we were doing something here that was worthwhile as well, and where there was a mutual commitment to the belief that a particular story was worthwhile, he would post that information. He has apparently been the target, I won't say apparently, he has been the target of a harassment campaign, which I'd like to discuss with my listeners just for a little bit, these final minutes of my show before Tex Mars joins us at 9 o'clock. This is Mark Van Fouse, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tex Mars will be on at 9 to discuss The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Harrington Hitchcock. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
We'll be right back.
live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tex Mars will join us at right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to discuss Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan. I think it'll be a very worthwhile hour, both because Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book is one I am presently enjoying. I've gotten about two-thirds of the way through it. We'll have it finished tonight, but read the first two-thirds of it last night just so that I would be appropriately prepared for my interview with Tex Mars today, who is known to many of you, and he's obviously one of the premier Christian writers and publishers and prophecy experts that's available anywhere. And I wanted to thank the Rivercrest Publishing Company for setting up this interview with Tex Mars, who will be talking again with us at 9 o'clock Central Time about Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan. I wanted to say some final things about Dr. Hassan El-Najjar of AlJazeera.info. You can find that by going to my website at markdankoff.com, going to the links page, and then clicking on Al Jazeera as it appears there. This is a site based in Dalton, Georgia, in this country. Dr. Hassan El-Najjar is someone who I think has been fighting the good fight as a journalist and a human rights activist with a particular perspective, but also coming to that perspective with decency and with information that is substantive and that can be corroborated. Just a very amazing guy, and he from time to time has been very good to me and very good to the Republic Broadcasting Network. He has apparently been forced off the air in terms of his website by a campaign of personal harassment that has been escalated just since the 22nd of March. He made brief reference to this yesterday in a post that was on his site. He has since posted further information about this, and that doesn't give us a lot of qualitative data on what has happened, but just enough that we are saddened that such a thing could happen. It seems to me that when we talk about the Middle East and the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and the war in Iraq and the talk about going to war with Iran, that we need fresh information and perspectives, and we need a stimulated, responsible public debate on these issues as we have never had it before in this country. Corporate Zionist-controlled news media, of course, has been beating the drums for war. It has been doing so, I would argue, on behalf of the government of Israel and the Israeli lobby in this country, which is not necessarily to say at all that that lobby and that interest represents the interest of the average American at all. Dr. Hassan El-Najjar's site, AlJazeera.info, was apparently having quite an impact, not only worldwide, but in this country, as people were learning about it, clicking on it, reading the information that was there day by day, week by week, month by month, and seeing all of the visual imagery, as well as the academic political analysis that was underscoring that we are on the wrong pathway in regard to the Middle East. We are on the wrong pathway with Iraq. We are on the wrong pathway in regard to what we have allowed to happen in regard to our policy with Israel and the Palestinians. I hope that Dr. Hassan El-Najjar, this show, back on the
It's true.